free iHeartRadio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts all in one.
Smell what the Rock is cooking.
Better slap on those headsets and soak in your accolades, Christopher.
I thought normally we played like the person that had it before, play their song, and then switch it. But
nope. Can you smell what I'm cooking? And it ain't taco time.
Entry music. Entry music for Christopher Kidd. Taking the green jacket from Bucky Jacobson.
Ooh, fits good.
No, wow. It doesn't. It's way too big.
That
for
looks
you.
Great. Maybe I'll post it on my Instagram.
You could wear two of those puffy jackets under the green jacket,
and it still,
be baggy.
Looks good.
Maybe
on me.
Maybe he will.
Oh, that's another like. Oh, that's another like. My likes are just going up.
No, they're not.
Wow, those Chris, not. Really nice jacket.
You're getting ratioed.
What did you win?
Whatever the hell that means.
Hey, you actually used it right though. Unlike Chuck, who doesn't still know how to...
Do what?
I don't even remember the word that you tell
me. Ratioed?
Yeah, ratioed. But then
throwing
when
shade?
You say, oh, shade. Yeah,
oh,
shade.
Yeah.
Was that shade?
Yeah.
I was throwing shade.
Yeah.
Of course I know how to throw shade.
Of course you do.
Watch. Bucky, your beard looks good today.
Yeah, that's not shade.
That's not shade?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no, man. Still working on it. It's a work in progress.
I mean,
I'll get it.
It's not true. But.
I'll get it. Chuck and Buck in the morning, Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM. We're going to mock draft today. We'll tell you our topic here in a moment. But Christopher Kidd is here to receive his green jacket award. He won our Pac-12 Fantasy League this year. So what we do when we have major sporting events come up, we preview the major sporting event, but we do it through competition. We have a little draft, and then we keep score of things behind the scenes. We try to keep you up to date on them, but not tirelessly so. We don't want to annoy you with our little competitions that we have behind the scenes, but this is a big one. This is a weekly one. This is the one that we do our Pac-12 pickups on a weekly basis. And so this one hurts. This one hurts. That Chris Kidd, he earned it.
Yeah, he dominated.
Yeah.
Jinx, show me a Coke, by the way.
Dominant performance.
Thank you.
Who are you giving your MVP to? Zach Charbonnet or Bo Nix?
Probably it's Zach, without a question.
Yeah, beginning to end.
Yeah, he's consistent.
Yeah. Yeah. But Bo Nix, I think, is the guy that kind of pushed you, like, away from us.
You're welcome.
Yeah, getting him was huge.
We did rally, the three of us. We all finished strong, the three of us, and we made it kind of interesting, but Bo Nix kind of took it out of our hands.
Yeah. I wasn't going to keep Cam Ward all season.
Did you guys get that memo, though, by the way, about the Heisman winner is a 400-point bump in this competition?
Oh, no, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't get the memo.
No.
Oh, so when Penix wins it, then I get 400 points?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
But if Caleb Williams does, then you'll have to give that jacket back.
So 1,012 and 8 points, 1,012.08 points for kids. So he won with 1,012 points. So he beat me by 61. That was your
wow.
margin.
And my guy died, didn't even play the last game.
That's
last
true.
2 weeks, actually.
He did die.
2 weeks, yeah.
He did die. His points died.
0-0.
Ashley ended up having a huge final week.
Yeah, I dominated the final week. It didn't matter, though.
You did finish third.
Yeah,
you
that's
jumped
true.
Bucky it right did. At the very end.
Did help me.
I so don't care.
You can talk
you're
trash.
First, you're last.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Your Michael Penix game was big for you. But, yeah, Kidd wins the jacket, and I think Zach Charbonnet wins the MVP.
For my squad, yes.
Of the year, of the entire Pac-12
what I think
fantasy competition.
Great pick.
Bucky's giving him the raspberries. By the way, we do have other ones that are outstanding right now. And so Kidd's also leading our Kraken.
Even after last night?
Yeah.
I need to pick somebody up. Donskoy sucks.
Actually, I do want to pick somebody up.
Yeah,
like,
now. Yeah, can we do that? Yeah.
I'm not ready for that yet.
Oh.
No, the rule was that you get to pick anybody up at any moment that you want.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. That's true. We did make that rule, and I would like to make a pickup as well. But who goes first?
There's just no order.
You just pick and then hopefully no
pick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just pick whenever you
want.
It's
a free for all.
But Kidd's got 75 points there. He's got Eberle, Dunn, Wenberg, and Geeky.
I like it.
So he's got his 75 points. Bucky's right now second. Ashley is third. And I am in last place. Thanks a lot, Shane Wright, who is the guy I need to get rid of. Our NBA competition, which is just for total wins, I am leading that right now. But the same thing happened last year, and I ended up choking my lead away. I'm up 7.5 games on Ashley, 8 games on Bucky, and then Kid, who knows his hockey,
know
but doesn't
about
know
it.
His basketball.
He don't know basketball.
Is 10 back. In our NFL over-under competition, Ashley has already punched 3 tickets. She's already won 3 of her bets, and we still have 6 weeks left to play.
That's kind of impressive.
Yeah. The Broncos... under 10.5, the Buccaneers under 11.5, and the Seahawks over 5.5. You've already won 3 bets.
Can I pat myself on the back?
That's pretty good, but I don't think it's over.
No, it's not. It's definitely not.
Because Bucky and I have had pretty good, kids okay, but Bucky and I are pretty good too, because I got Arizona under 8.5, Kansas City over 10.5. I do think the Lions are going to punch their ticket over 6.5, and the Bears under 6.5. Mm. So I'm looking pretty good, and if Bucky wouldn't have tried to prove me wrong on that Arizona pick, he'd be looking pretty good, too, because he's got over 9.5 for both Philadelphia and San Francisco.
Yeah. And
that's pretty good.
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily going after you as much as I thought Arizona was going to be good.
Hey, look, he was kind of going after me.
No, I just thought they were going to be good.
It was a fun discussion.
Yeah. Can I make my Kraken pick right now, my ad drop?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm allowed to, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
No one has Justin Schultz, do they?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
I do have Justin.
Oh, what about Daniel Sprong?
No one has Sprong.
I'll Sprong, please.
All right.
And I will drop Carson Soucy.
Okay, but that's the only one you get.
No,
that's
order.
Fine. I'm good.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So if there, I said at any point during the year, you can make an ad drop. I was going to pick up Sprong, and I just had too much else to explain, and I thought it would be unfair to spring it on you.
I would have wanted
to
spring
it
for
on
Sprong
you instead.
Too.
Yeah, but this, you know, if there's a trade at the deadline and they had a big goal score, then
you'll
go for it, free for all.
Then we've saved our chip. So, all right. And then finally, and then we'll get into our mock draft. College football, and this is right now. This has to happen like right now. Basically, if Utah beats USC, I win.
Yes.
And if USC wins, Ashley wins. That's pretty much what it comes down to. I still could have Georgia win the national championship, but that would end up in a tie between Ashley and I for our preseason picks, and then she would win the tiebreaker because she's closer to the pin on a couple of the other things.
Oh.
You have to nail it. That's the first scoring round. So if I can get Utah over USC, it's over. It's over.
Fight on.
So we shall see. I guess it's not over. Bucky still has Alabama, and Ashley has Ohio State. So they could slip into the national championship.
Oh, man, if Alabama ends up in the national championship, I'm just going to be livid.
Yeah, but none of us nailed the Heisman. And none of us nailed the UW win total, even though Ashley came closest with 9.
Okay.
And Kid came furthest away with 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta stay strong,
Hater.
Baby. Stay strong. Go Cougs!
His Coug love clouded his mind.
I mean, I had no choice, actually. It was like, Chris, you have to go with UW, so how many wins? And I was like, damn it, I have to go low. There it is.
You didn't have to go low. You could have gone 10 and won the damn thing.
Yeah, nope. You could have done that and then at least had it to your advantage.
All right. Well, that still leaves us 10 minutes to do our little mock draft here. And because we got to go quick, let's go with a good, fun, easy topic. It's holiday show watching season. I'm already 2 up on you guys. Watched them 2 of the last 2 nights. We've watched a holiday special.
Excellent.
Including the classic Rudolph last night, which was on normal television. Always a winner. And so we're just going to do the holiday specials. It can be movies, it can be shows, it could be the Rockettes and Times Square. It could be like a special event kind of thing. Four shows, holiday related, that you make sure that you watch every single year. All right, and what is our draft order? That's the last thing we got to figure
kid,
out.
Kid, me.
Oh, let's go.
Bucky, Chuck.
It's stuck again.
Yeah.
I don't mind getting fourth in the mock. I do mind getting fourth in the green jacket dress.
Yeah. It
happens too much. All right, kid, you are up first. What's the show that you have to watch every holiday season?
I wish I could pick a song because it'd be Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, but that's not what we're doing here. So I will take National Lampoon Christmas vacation.
You're going Christmas vacation.
There you go.
Yeah, I need a good laugh and just the holiday spirit. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's not one of mine. I don't know what it is that I don't get about the Christmas vacation, because most people, it's their favorite vacation. It doesn't do it for me. It feels forced.
Oh, not me. No,
the comedy feels forced.
I don't think there's anything about Chevy Chase that doesn't seem funny to me. And so, yeah, anytime he's on, I'm down.
Okay, what about the time he killed a vagrant?
I don't know what
you're
talking
about. For his
pocket
money.
That was less
funny.
Think
that was funny?
It was less funny.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fully unfunny.
It happened.
Okay. Then I probably wouldn't have liked that.
Ashley, you are up next. Were you going to take Christmas vacation? I'd like to think that you were.
I had it on my list. I was not going to go with number one overall, though.
Okay.
I do have one that I feel like I could take number one overall and would probably score me points, but I feel like I would be fake if I took it because
I know
I've
what
never
you're
seen
saying.
It.
I know. And it's ridiculous.
So I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
So why don't you give me Home Alone?
Home Alone! All right.
So do we say the series or just the first movie?
Just the first one.
Okay. I mean, it's the best one anyway.
Yeah, the Home Alone. So, yeah, I think that you could take Home Alone 2. You wanted to take Home Alone 2.
Yeah, you want to.
Yeah. Home Alone is, I like it. Every time that it's on, I enjoy it. My nephews, grandnephews, actually, my sister's sons, they're like 5 and 4. And they went as the Wet Bandits for Halloween.
Such
this
a good
year.
Costume.
And it was
Marv
dead on.
Oh my God. That's
it was
so
such
funny.
A great costume, especially for young
people. Yeah,
little,
exactly.
Little boys.
Yeah.
Son of a young. Get the kid.
It's very good.
It stopped being funny when they started hitting their grandpa with flying pails of paint.
That's not as funny.
Yeah. Well,
it depends on who
up,
you are,
Gramps.
Though.
Yeah. All right, Bucky, you got the third overall pick. What holiday show do you make sure you watch every year?
Really, I don't know if there is four that I have to watch, but there is one, and it's A Christmas Story.
Damn
there
it.
There you go. See, that's what I would have taken, but I've never seen it, so it would have been
I don't know
lying.
How you couldn't see that. Just on accident.
I know.
Now, you're avoiding it intentionally.
I'm
at
not.
This point. It's on 24/7.
I know,
if
but
if you
I'm
wanted
like,
to watch it, you could watch.
If I wanted to, yeah. It's just like I'm like I don't really want to sit down and watch it.
Why not?
I don't know. It just
hilarious.
Doesn't. I'm sure it is, and maybe one day I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Right after I watch Godfather.
I think Bucky did that. I think that was cruel. I don't think that's your favorite holiday movie.
It is my favorite holiday movie.
I don't believe it.
He's pulling a
well,
LeBron.
That's fine. It's the only one that I'm like I want to watch. That's the only. Christmas okay. show that I'm like, that's the one I want to watch.
Okay. I'll have to believe you. All right. I'm going to go back to back here. I know what I should take because it's going to get a lot of votes. But I got to be true to myself just like Ashley was to herself. A Wonderful Life.
Ah, yes.
It's got to be watched every year.
Yep.
And then Elf.
Son of
nice.
A gun.
Nice. That's yeah. what I was going to take next, I hope.
All right, so I'm going to go Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life with my fourth and fifth picks. I think there's one out there that gets more votes for me, but I got
to... Can you tell me what one that is?
Die Hard.
When it happens.
Okay.
When it happens. Yeah.
I'm like, hoping I can get that.
Bucky, you are up. You've got the sixth overall pick in our draft. Who's the lawn you're going to mow now?
Well, I would. I think it is Die Hard for sure, but I'm not going to go there either.
Oh
okay.
Good. I'm going to go ahead and just stick with the old trusty Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's just a classic. I mean, I just sat down. I watched it, all the commercials and everything. Just sat through the commercials. You didn't even have to do that today. And I'm like, this is how I watched it as a kid. This is how I'm going to watch it now. I will admit there's some weird things about it that we completely overlooked as children that probably need some explanations.
Probably.
Like, why was Santa so skinny? And then why did he unhealthily binge eat right before he went flying? That's not good.
Took a lot of energy
to
guide that sleigh.
The holidays is eat in excess.
But he like did it overnight. I don't think that that's a... He went from like 106-pound Santa to, like, 300
That is
like,
weird.
Get it, Santa. Get it.
What did you do? What did you inject him with, Mrs. Claus?
That is
not
weird.
Right. All right, so Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it's just always going to be the classic. She thinks I'm cute! all right, Ashley, you are up next. You've got Home Alone. Who are you going to take in round number two? And the best holiday shows, the shows you have to watch every holiday season.
For some reason, I've decided to have morals while we're doing this green jacket draft. So I'm not picking anything that I don't believe in. And I don't believe that Die Hard is even a Christmas movie, let alone one of the best that I have to watch.
Don't tell that to Seattle.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not taking Die Hard. So if you hate my list because of it, that's fine. The movie we have to watch every year is Polar Express.
Oh, Polar Express. Hmm. Was that child driven?
Yeah. Once Palmer was born, we started because it's pretty new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably and came now, out about the time she was born.
Yeah. Now we watch it every single.
Is it good?
It's great.
Okay.
It is great.
Can't get into it. Oh, I think so I'm too old at this point.
I don't know. My mom loves it.
Magical?
It's magical.
Would
it's
you like describe it as magical?
Yes, the spirit of Christmas alive in one movie.
Harry That's Potter, how I would describe the it. Xmas edition.
All right, kid, you are up. You get back-to-back picks here. Holiday specials you have to watch.
Well, give me The Grinch with Jim Carrey.
Dang it. I was hoping I could get that
okay,
next.
Now I have a question.
Can you take the original?
Can I take the other Grinch later in the draft? Yeah. I think that should be fair. I just Absolutely. Wanted to ask. All right, The Grinch.
Because that was hilarious. And then I'll mow Chuck's lawn. Give me a Die Hard.
You're going to take Die Hard. Yep. It's fine. And you're going to do well with that.
Maybe not.
I'm just going to say that. But I'm kind of glad that we didn't race toward it.
Oh,
just
yeah.
for the votes.
Yep.
Because it doesn't really strike me as a Christmas movie. It's a great movie, though. All right, Die Hard Kid goes for the low-hanging fruit. Shows you his character.
Sure, it does.
Ashley, you are back up. You've got Home Alone and Polar Express so far. Where are you going?
Just because I find this one very funny and I laugh every time, why don't you give me Bad Santa?
Ah, dang it.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was hoping I'd get that.
That's fun.
Chuck basically called me Adam. I ate the apple.
Yeah, why don't you just take Eyes Wide Shut while you're at it?
Oh,
I think that
gosh.
Was said at Christmas time. I think Batman Returns was set at Christmas time, if you want to grab that.
Yeah, they do have that as a Christmas movie on that list, by the way.
You know, the only thing that throws me off with Bad Santa is that it's in Arizona.
Well, yeah, that's weird.
And I lived in Arizona for 15 years, and it never felt like Christmas.
Even
on Christmas, it never felt like Christmas. Yeah. So it doesn't feel like a Christmas movie, even though it's called Bad Santa.
I get that. Well, I lived in California, and it never felt like Christmas around... Yeah. Because it's like 65 or 70 degrees. It's not Christmas weather.
It's a fun movie, though. Probably couldn't make it anymore, but it was fun. All right, Bucky, you are up. What's your third round pick?
Old school, Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, going Frosty.
Mm-hmm. Gonna make one of those today.
Are you really?
Yep.
How large will it be?
Bigger than Kid.
A lot of snow.
Yeah.
Could you pack it around, Kid?
That'd be fun. Want to come out?
Yeah. No.
No.
I wouldn't make it.
You should make it and then put Kid's jacket on it. The green jacket.
Oh, it won't fit. It's gonna be,
don't
like
hate.
Said, bigger
don't
than
hate.
Kid. Oh, I'm going to.
Oh, there's so many good ones left. I am going to do The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I think that's just the classic. I got to have a classic. You know, one I watched as a kid. And then I'm going to pick one, and it's probably going to cost me this. But if you guys have not seen Klaus, and you can get it on Netflix, it is the best holiday special show movie you'll ever see.
Okay.
It ever? Is no, I'm not kidding. It is the best one. It is so good from beginning to end. So I'm going to go with Klaus, and it's going to cost me the vote, but I just wanted to sing its praises and take it in the fourth round.
There you go.
All right, Bucky, you are up next. What's your fourth and final pick?
Oh, boy. Now we're getting into the... You know what? Give me the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, that's a great one. That's one I wanted to take. The Nightmare Before Christmas. A little bit crossover, more kind of a Halloween movie, too. You could watch it at Halloween. You could watch it at Christmas. But I love Nightmare Before Christmas. All right, Ashley, your last pick.
Trying to decide, do I go sentimental or do I go just great and hilarious? That's a tough one to do.
And you could also go all-time classic that hasn't been taken yet.
Oh, or all-time classic that hasn't been taken yet. But I'm going to go on... Oh,
Gremlins?
This is tough because I do watch Krampus. This every year, but I feel like it Krampus. Might lose me the vote. Okay, I'm going to go Scrooged.
That's a good one.
Scrooged.
That's what I was thinking other than Nightmare.
Okay.
It was between that and White Christmas.
I'm glad that a Christmas Carol something, it needs to be in this draft. Not my favorite.
Yeah.
You know, I like the old school classic, you know, George C. Scott
Yeah.
Kind of to Christmas Carol. But at least we put Christmas Carol-esque somewhere on the list. I guess that Spirited movie.
It's awesome.
You've already seen it?
Yes. Awesome.
Oh, see, I tried to watch it over the weekend, and Mark was like, I don't know. It doesn't.
Oh, it's awesome.
Okay. I'm going to watch it over the weekend.
All right.
It's
okay. I'm going to
awesome.
Make him
okay.
Watch
matter
it.
Of fact, if it wasn't for all the ones I picked or like old school things that I've watched years and years, that is going to be the second one that's going to be on my list of like, I got to watch that.
Okay.
Okay.
That okay. All right, kid, close this out. You got the last pick in the draft. Where are you going?
I'm going to ruin mine as you did, Chuck, because I got to finish with a bang. I'm going to go Friday after next.
Oh, that's okay. Awesome.
Don't feel like that's Christmas, but that, I love the show.
It's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie. The movie. I love the movie.
Love it.
And it's a Christmas one?
Mm-hmm. It is.
The third one is the Christmas one.
No one did a Charlie Brown Christmas.
No one did a
that
Charlie
was,
Brown Christmas.
My last choice was between White Christmas, Scrooged, and Charlie Brown. And I thought, but I don't really love the Charlie Brown special. It's just a sentimental
Well, it is thing. So offensive that it can't be on television anymore.
Right.
Is it really? Oh, I don't remember.
Surely it is.
I shouldn't laugh, but let me turn my mic off.
Yeah, I don't think you're... I don't know what it is. Maybe you're not supposed to make fun of young children with receding hairlines in today's day and age.
It might be tiny
Christmas
trees.
Get over it.
Yeah, that might be what it is. All right, here are our teams. We'll put them up for your vote. For Kid, Christmas Vacation, The Grinch Movie, Die Hard, and Friday After Next. Ashley's going with Home Alone, Polar Express, Bad Santa, and Scrooged. Bucky's got The Christmas Story, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, and Nightmare Before Christmas. Chuck's going with It's a Wonderful Life, Zuzu's Petals, Mary, Elf, Grinch Who Stole Christmas, and Klaus. We'll get these up. You will vote on the best foursome of picks, not the best individual pick. We will announce our winner 24 hours from today. Enjoy that green jacket, sir. Cam Cleland joins us next. Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM.
Today at 3:10, get the latest insider info on the NFL from Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. Each Wednesday at 3:10 with Dave Softy Mahler and Dick Fain on Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need.
Good morning. A collision in Canyon Parks off to the left-hand shoulder, northbound 405, just south of Damson. We also have a collision block in the left-hand lane northbound.
If you bet, bet responsibly. Now with Husky color analyst Cam Cleland, here's Chuck and Buck.
Well, of course, this is the time of the week where we do chat with former Husky tight end, fellow Ginger.
Bald Ginger, yep.
In the Bucky Club, and analyst extraordinaire for your Husky broadcast, Cam Cleland. We don't have him just yet, but we are efforting to get Cam. Maybe he thought, hey, regular season's over. I'm done with those two jokers. On that morning show.
Be kind of rude.
And all their nonsense. But we'll track him down. And if he's on vacation, we'll disrupt it. We don't care.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, just live up. I mean, the season's not over.
That's right. You got another game to play, do you not?
Right. Kind of big things to talk about there, Baldy.
That's right. That's right. We got a Heisman campaign that we are discussing. So, and along those lines, you know, we did our show yesterday. We talked a lot about this, that maybe a ball was dropped by the program, you know, and even by the local sports media market, that there wasn't enough push and love around Michael Penix's Heisman candidacy. I really felt that there should have been a great deal of it going into the Apple Cup, particularly since you kind of had the national stage to yourself last game of the regular season. I think that those voters, those that have a vote for the Heisman, especially those east of the Mississippi, probably haven't laid eyes on Michael Penix. And if we would have gotten the word out better up here in the Pacific Northwest that, hey, this is a top four Heisman candidate right here with a shot at winning it, then maybe more eyeballs could have been put on him for a 4,885-yard passing explosion plus two touchdown runs and a convincing win over the Cougs Saturday night. Maybe that could have been a push to actually get him one of the most prestigious individual awards in all of sports. But that didn't really happen. They sort of started it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They came out with sort of a Be Like Mike campaign. And if you go to the Husky site right now, big first thing you see is Michael Penix for Heisman and everything else. So they're doing something now. It just feels like so too little, too late for me.
Yeah, if the push was to try to get him a legit shot to win it, then it's too little, too late. I don't know for sure if it really was in the cards. It should be to some extent, the numbers say. And yet, for whatever reason, this just like the playoff rankings and your ability to get into the playoffs can absolutely be diminished with one loss. Now, some teams, if depending on the strength of your schedule and your one loss was, we see USC still is right now slotted to go in there. The Buckeyes, obviously, if USC stumbles, they could be in there. Alabama, I suppose, even with two losses, is in there. But there is something to the losses as a quarterback of a team that it almost feels like those can be dashed quickly if you end up losing the game. And so I don't know for sure if the one real falter that they ended up having, the UCLA game, I don't really consider a falter. UCLA was playing really, really good football at that point in time. But the Arizona State one might have been one where if there were some voters that still maybe weren't giving it all of the credit that he was due, were giving him some, and then they watched that game, they could have then said, well, that's okay, he's out of my Heisman race. But I think that the point is still valid, that the Heisman push is a little bit late at this point.
Well, I mean, Coach Neuheisel said yesterday in our conversation that it seems like it's going to a player on one of the four teams. I mean, in today's day and age, we're doing that? I mean, first of all, that's not the spirit of the award to begin with. It's the best player in college football. It's not even an MVP award. I get putting that into an MVP discussion.
Right.
Like in baseball. But baseball writers have moved on from that. Shohei Ohtani won the award. Now, granted, he did something historic, but we've seen a lot of... They're not doing that as frequently. So I don't get why in other sports we're moving further and further away from that for the MVP award, that you have to be one of the best teams in the sport. And yet in a sport where we don't have a great ability to compare and contrast our teams as a collective, the one that where only four teams make the playoffs, with the award that's not supposed to be an MVP award, why the importance of being a playoff team is more significant for the Heisman than anything else right now. That seems bass-ackwards to me.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, and to me it does as well, except for
just
the small...
I think you need to win, but the idea that you have to be a Final Four team and then we're going to pick the best player in the Final Four, I think is ludicrous.
Yeah, that seems a little bit silly. That said, if you go to the most outstanding football player in the land, then that outstanding football player needs to find a way to get his team to the Final Four. Now, obviously, there's all these other factors in there that this, you know, a group of old codgers are coming up with, oh, well, we rank you here because we think this was bigger. Well, that's based on your preconceived notion of the beginning of the season, too. Okay, the win against Michigan State, was that a good win because they were ranked number 11 in the beginning of the year? Or is that not as big of a win because of how they're not a number 11 ranked team at the end of the year? Those are two types of things where you can't really have it one way and the other, in my opinion, and yet that's what they try to do, kind of.
Well, I think they've clouded it all along. Is it the best player or not? Why is it always a quarterback or a running back? No. Is it the best player or not? It's supposed to be the best player in the country, and it's turned into a quarterback award for a team that makes the playoff. So I think it's just – I think it's always been off, and now it seems like it – doesn't even match up with the idea behind the award. It's not an MVP. I get if you're picking an MVP, then maybe the team has to make the playoff. And even then, I don't know if I'm going to go there with you. Not
wholeheartedly.
With the voters. But it certainly shouldn't be that. If that's what it's become, then it's wrong. But then again, I'm used to college football getting their major decisions wrong.
Yeah, that's par for the course. I don't know. I have a feeling that their discussions go on before the season and then every week leading up to when the rankings are coming out. I'm sure that those folks end up having conversations even before they have their first televised special and they actually come out with college football rankings. But I feel like then they kind of bring up some notions that this is why we thought this earlier, and so that matters still now. Like, you got to stick to your guns even though your guns might have been wrong. And I think that's where they are with this whole – I mean, I understand why it goes to quarterbacks more often than not, But there's definitely times where it's not the quarterback that was the best, most outstanding player. I mean, I got it wrong a couple years ago where it was the Devontae receiver for Pittsburgh or Philadelphia now from Alabama. Anyway.
Oh, Devontae Smith.
Yes. Where it's like he ended up winning. Well, that's the way it should be. If you end up having some spectacular season that nobody's seen in quite some time and you're that much of a standout, then go there. But would he have won it if Alabama would have lost two games and not made the playoffs?
Apparently no. Not.
And that's the part that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I don't understand why a defensive player has never won the award. To me, that's ridiculous.
Right.
Again, it's not the most valuable player. It's the best player in the country. You're telling me in the history of football that in a given season, not a handful of times, five times, that the best player in the country wasn't a defensive player?
Steve Ettman was one of the best players in the country. Was it 90 or 91?
No, he was the best player in the country.
But then it wasn't even...
And finished fourth.
Yeah, wasn't even really in the consideration.
Yeah, and so I think it's always been... The award has been a little broken, but now it doesn't even fit the description of what it's supposed to be. Best player in college football. That's easy. That's like MVP's a little bit hard. Because can you be the best player, Shohei Ohtani, and yet how valuable are you when your team doesn't even make the playoffs? You're not even a .500 baseball team. That's some gray area. This was not supposed to be gray area. Who's the best player, college football player in the country? They've never done it the right way. They've stumbled upon a few right choices, don't get me wrong, but they've never done it the right way, and now it seems completely broken. The best player on one of the four teams out of 115 that makes the playoff.
That some of which don't even have a chance of being in the top four teams, no matter how well they play.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. Bottom line, Michael Penix probably wasn't going to win this thing in any kind of criterion. I do believe he's going to get to New York, which is an accomplishment in its own right. But if he did have a chance, they did wait too long in order to promote him for the Heisman. If there was any shot, they had to get the nation to watch that game Saturday night, if for no other reason than to see, okay, I've not seen this Penix kid play, and I'm supposed to consider him for a major award this year. I better watch. It would have done something, I think, to move the needle, even if it didn't move it all the way toward him winning it. All right, coming up next, one last thing, Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM.
Tune in today at 5 as Kevin Harlan covers the latest in the NFL with Dave Softy Muller. Each Wednesday at 5 on Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer.
Good morning. A collision in Canyon Parks off to the left-hand shoulder, northbound 405, just south of Damson. We also have a collision block in the left-hand lane, northbound Highway 3, near the 308 interchange.
I haven't even asked, what's our weather situation out there today? Pretty good. All right.
Yeah, it's not snowing here right now.
Okay.
I don't really know what it's supposed to do. I don't know that they necessarily know. Because then I saw yesterday, like, it could snow today. It could snow tomorrow. It could snow Friday. It'd be
a great report tonight. You tuned in. King 5, and they were just like, we don't know. Back to you, Bill.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
They were like, it's shinny.
The shinny report you got there, Bob.
All right, Ashley, what do you got for one last thing here today?
I don't really have anything. I'm trying to figure out how to get all these Christmas movies into our Twitter.
Oh, is it hard?
Well, there's a lot of letters, so I'm trying to abbreviate it the best way that people will still know what we're talking about.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to win.
Okay.
Just cocky. Like
also,
that.
On that note, though, I love that people will always text in like to criticize us. How'd you guys not even put in National Lampoons?
It's
like
first pick.
But they do. It's not just today. It's every mock draft. They'll always be like, how did you not do? And then insert the most obvious choice here or one of. And it's like, but if you missed the first pick,
maybe
should
we
you
took
not
it.
Text in that maybe we left it out.
Yeah. No.
That's all.
Novel idea.
I think you could go like Grinch movie, and then you could go Grinch show.
Okay.
And then you could go like Frosty.
Okay. Yeah.
And then just Rudolph.
Okay.
You know, there, you know, okay. Might be some ways around this. I hear what you're saying, though. We never have to deal with that end of things.
Yeah, we wouldn't
no,
do
yeah,
it if
you
I
guys
did.
Don't.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And yeah, we shall see. You got to check out Klaus, though. It is, especially since you got youngins.
I think I have seen it.
So good. So good. Bucky, what's your one last thing?
I am heading right after the show. So you guys, I don't know how you're going to get through the post-show meeting without me, with all that I bring to the table, but you're going to have to do it today because I'm heading straight to PXG to get fitted for some new sticks.
What is
new
this golf. Language that you're speaking?
PXG is a golf company, golf club making company. Some of the best out there. I think Softy has actually done some work with them before, and he's better at golf than he used to be. So, I mean, that's
delicate a delicate way of putting it.
Yes, that's a very good way to put it. I mean, pre-PXG, he was god-awful.
Uh-huh.
Get some PXG sticks, now he's not. So this is a warning to all my friends, Scotty, Charlie, Troy, the rest of you yahoos. Daddy's getting some new sticks. So and break out your wallet.
Is this an endorsement that you're doing now, or you just decided you wanted to go
not,
do this?
Not yet.
Oh, you're hoping.
But it's possible.
Okay.
It's pretty close, but I don't know that for sure. I'm going to wine them and dine them when I go there. Well, actually, not at all.
I was going to say, are you bringing some breakfast?
I have a burrito. I have a leftover burrito that I could take. And they can split it.
Yeah.
If they're down for that.
Yeah.
But Danny Boy's waiting for me, and I'm going to be coming in hot.
I think you owe Troy a little bit more than a golf ass-kicking after he gave you Thanksgiving steak.
Yeah? That
seems unfair.
Well, it was a wonderful steak, though. If anything, it's to enlighten me to the fact that I didn't need turkey and I could have a delicious steak.
That's what I'm saying. He deserves more than just...
I've been telling you that for a long time.
Troy's a good friend, but he deserves ass-kicking as often as possible.
Okay.
He at one point said, "You will never beat me at golf."
Oh.
I beat him the very next time we golf.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's not ever going to live that down.
all right. I'll close with this. Guess who, and I hope you didn't hear this on the way in. I think I came in a little earlier than both of you, so I'm hoping that you didn't hear this. Guess who was the highest earning athlete in the world this year? Earning.
Highest earning, so not just
endorsements,
yeah.
like earning, like
oh,
or for their
oh,
for what they did on the field of play.
Oh, I'm gonna go with a soccer player.
That's where I would have thought to.
Okay,
I'm gonna go with one of the best ever, and he's awesome, Russell Wilson.
I didn't say overpaid.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I'd go with Cristiano Ronaldo.
That's who I would have thought to as well.
Yeah.
Phil Mickelson.
Oh, because of the Live Golf Tour.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even think about
Billy
that.
Mick.
That right? is so not on my radar anymore, Live Golf. I forgot all about it. But how did I forget that?
Was just Bummer. Given, $135 million
yeah.
check, and it didn't even matter if he played well or not. He yeah. was just given it.
And then he made money playing automatically because the worst yeah. you got was $25,000.
Phil Mickelson, who's not even a contender anymore.
No.
Was the highest earning athlete in the world this year.
That is...
Wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah. And no return on the investment. Zero.
No, none.
Didn't care about it. Here you go. Here you go, Phil. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'd pass that up.
Yeah. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Coming up next, it's Puck and it's Jim. Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM.
College football continues on Saturday with the SEC Championship.
Georgia Bulldogs.
The LSU Tigers.
Kickoff at 1 on your home for college football Saturdays. Sports Radio 93.3, KJR FM.
This report is sponsored by eBay Motors.
The check on the roads. We're starting eastbound I-90. All lanes closed right now between 468th and just past Snoqualmie Pass.